share with you a thought that I had at the beginning of Sefira, and I was incubating the days of Sefira. A remez in the bracha of counting la'im, I mean la'am of la'im, different disguises. Well, I should share a remez with you. On the nusach that we say la'im, also it's based on a yesod. It's nice to see myself, but it's all right. Close your eyes so you shouldn't see the gold. I asked that Moshe upon us. Hashem was sending him a code at the Sinai. He hit his eyes. Okay, in this cafe. And if you look at the psukim, whenever it spells in the Torah, Oyer, it's without a vav. But everywhere else, whether it's in Shas or anywhere else, in Sfarim, Oymer is spelled with a vav. The Pasuk not, but spelled everywhere. Rashi and Humish, Oymer is spelled with a vav. And just so now, before that, when it talks about having certain kavanas, the kavanas have to come out with a vav. We would have kavanas, a certain gematrias is also well. So we're going to say the remez lo aimer with above. The bracha of lo aimer with above. And there's places that I found over the years where even though in the Chumash it's spelled without above, that you can make gematrias with a vav, like the Balaturim in Parshas Vayechi, Pokod, Yifkod, Elokim Escha. It's spelled Pokod is without a vav. The Balaturim has a gematria with a vav. Makes the gematria with a vav, because you could read it with a vav, Pokod. Okay. So I'm taking that liberty to say this remez that we're going to speak about. The bracha is, we say the bracha, Sviras Oimer, say Hayom Yom Shaini Lo Oimer. Lo Oimer would be Lamed Ayin Vav Mem Resh. What kavana could we have when we say count each day and it should be Lo Oimer, which was the Akrovus, the Korban Oimer, the second day of Pesach? Why are we counting towards Shavuos with saying Lo Oimer? Okay, so this, the remez is based on a Gemara, Brachas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and it's based on a Tosfos. The Gemara at the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, five lines from the bottom. B'shashi Yisrael nechnasim l'bote knisius u'bote midrashas. When Yidden come to the bote knisius and the bote midrashas, v'oinim yehei shmei ha'godol mevorach, we means that they answer in davening Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavarach Olam Lolne Omaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu Menanei Roshay. It's as if Hashem moves his head. Va'emer Ashrei Amelech. Happy is the king. Shemakalson Isay Beveisokach. That they praise him with in his house. What the medrash and what the kenesis is kach. Mali lo'ov shehigles banov. Oy vey to the father who sent him into Golas. Vo'oy lo'em lebonim. Woe to the bonim shegolu me'al shulchan aviyim. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavoach Olam Neomaya, which Chazal say that if you say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavoach Olam Neomaya with Kavana, Ma'arichin Lo Yomav Ushnoisav, whatever the Gezardin of your length of your days was decreed, Ma'arichin Lo, you'll have longer life. Korin Gezardino, they rip up the Gezardin of how long you're going to live. Give you long life. Just for saying Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavoach Olam Neomaya. So Tosfos brings two pshat. What does it mean Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavoach Olam Neomaya? First Tosfos brings the Machzor Vitri. Brings the Machzor Vitri. See, the question is, where do you put the comma? Do you put the comma, Yehei Shemei Rabba, comma, Baruch La'olam Amei Omaya, which would mean, Yehei Shemei Rabba, let his great name be Mavarach Olam Amei Omaya, or do you say Yehei Shemei Kama, let his name be Rabba, a verb, let it be big, let it expand, Olam Amei Omaya. Is it an adjective, adverb, or is it a verb? Again, there are two ways to learn. The Machzor Vitri learns that you read it like this. Yehei Shemei Rabba. It's a tefillah that we're davening that the name of Hashem shall be full. That the name of Hashem, Yehei Shemei, Shemei is Shem Yudkei, his name, but it means specifically Yehei Shemei Shem Yud K should be Rabba, should expand. What does it mean the name Yud K should expand? We know that Hashem's Iker name is Yud K Vav K. But since Muhammad Samalek in Pashas Bishalach, they came and fought with Bnei Yisrael. I'm going to wipe out Amalek. Mitachat Hashemayim. Vayomer. Ki yad al keisko. Rashi says, what does it mean? Ki yad al keisko. Yodo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hurma lishava. Hashem made a shavua. Yad. Hashem made a shavua. You swear with your hand. Liyoslo Muhammad the Eva Bamolak Oilomas. There's forever there's gonna be a hatred and a Muhammad against Amalek. Hashem made a Shabua. Umahu case Lone Amar Kise. Hashem made a Shabua. Al case car. There's letters missing in those words. Case car, it means kisei. Kor. It means the shame of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, but it's missing Vavke. So what does that mean? The words are missing. Hashem made a Shavua on his Kisei. He's going to have a Milchama and a hatred to Amalek forever. It doesn't say Kisei. But Av Hashem Nechlach Lechetzel. The name of Hashem is split in half too. It doesn't say Yudke Vavke. It says only Kor. Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'ein Shemoy Shalom Ve'ein Kisoy Shalom. My name is not complete and my Kisei is not complete. I'm missing an Aleph in my Kisei. I'm missing Vav Hei in my name. Achi Yimocha Shemoy Shalom Amalek Kuloy. Till Amalek is totally wiped off the earth. And when his name will be obliterated, then my kisei will be shalom, my throne, and also my name. Kiyad al keis ko. We're missing the aleph, we're missing in the vav and the hay. That's the chazal. Yad al keis kor. So we're missing the olive, the vav, and the hay. I once saw that someone was merames, Uhu yash mi'enu barachem of shenis. Le'enei kol chay le'yosh l'cham le'kim. He says, what's Uhu yash mi'enu? Should let us hear. He should let us in. Barachem of shenis. He says, the who are the letters that are missing. Who? Hey, Vav, and an Aleph. Hey, Vav, and Aleph are the letters missing. You're telling Hashem in the Kedusha, who Yashmanis? Let us hear the letters of who? We're missing the Aleph from Kisei and the Vav, hey, from the Shein. Let us hear that. We're missing that. Okay. So comes the Machzor of Ritri. The Machzor Ritri is learning, this is how you touch up Yehei Shemei Rabba Mavorach. Yehei Shemei is Shem Yudkei, that the Shem Yudkei should be Rabba, should expand, should get the rest of the letters, get that Vavhei that's missing. It's not full. Hashem's incomplete. His name is incomplete. Yehei Shemei Shem Yud Kei Rabba. Kaloma Sha'onim Mispalim Shehei Shemo Godol V'Sholim. That's what we're saying. Yehei Shemei Shem Yud Kei should be Rabba. Get rid of Amalek. Wipe him out. Let's get to the Shlemus, the Mashiach. We'll have the Geula. And then he says, what does it mean? Mavarach Olam. The Machzor Ritri learns Havi Tfila Acheres. Mavarach is a different tefila. The first tefila is Yehei Shem Yud Kei Rabba. Fill up the Yud Kei. It should be above it. And then you say another one. Mavarach Lo'olam Me'omaya Havi Tfila Acheres Kaleima Mavarach Lo'olam Habo. It should be gebenched in for Olam Haba. Okay, that's the Machzor Ritri of Shabbos. Two different things. And Tosfos wants to disagree with it. He brings a proof from this Gemara itself. Because if you look at the Gemara says, when they come into the Bate Knesses and the Bate Midrashes, and they say, Yehei Shemei Hagodol Mavorach. Yehei Shemei Hagodol Mavorach. So that's not saying Yehei Shemei Shem Yud Kei Rabba. God is describing the big name. The big name. Yehei Shemei. Yehei Shemei Rabba. The Gemara says Yehei Shemei. Hagadol, his big name should be Mavorach. Not that it should be expanded. Say big name. It's a description, an adjective to whatever. Okay. So Kiyan al Keskon is Muhammad Samolik. This is what we talk about when we say Yehi Shemei Rabba. What are we saying that the name should be great? We don't have the Gili. The Gili of that Achdus. We know that the Sfarim tell us that Amalek is Gematria Sufik. Why is Amalek Gematria Sufik? Because when they left Mitzrayim, every nation in the world was petrified, according to Chila Chazi Yoshvei Peloshes. Osmav Halu Alufayed and Elimov no Moigu melted Kol Yoshvei Chanon. Then Amalek says, what are you worried about? He jumps in the hot tub and everyone gets cooled off. He jumped in and says, there's nothing to worry about. He brought Suffolk into the world. Like, maybe they're not such a Kanaka. Look, Amalek went there. He fought them. So it took away that don't touch Israel is taboo. Don't touch them. So don't be afraid of the Yidden. He brought Suffolk. And then Sfarim HaKadoshim connect the Nachash HaKadmoni with Amalek, because the Gemara learns out, Haman Minat Torah Minayin. Where's Haman hinted in the Torah? Hamin Ho Eitz Hazeh. Did you eat from this tree? Hashem says that. Adam, did you eat from this tree? Hamin ho eitz? Hamin Haman. Haman has to do with the eitz. Because Haman and the Nachash are partners in crime. They brought Suffolk to Adam Rishon and said, you think that Hashem doesn't want you to eat from that tree? Of course he doesn't want you. It's competition. But Rashi says, if you eat from the tree, you'll be like Hashem to create worlds. He brought Suffolk. Sfakis. So Mechias Amalek is the Bishad to eradicate Sfakis. Sfakis in Amunah. Sfakis in Avaida. Sfakis in yourself. We spoke Shalom Shuras. Sfakis in yourself. Can I be an Avid Hashem? Maybe I can. Maybe this is not for me learning. Maybe this, maybe that. All Sfakis. Here's a Moloch means, even in yourself, a Moloch could dwell. We left Mitzrayim, that was an obliteration of Sfakis. No, big Sfakis is you have Hashkochas Hashem in the Bria. Such a thing called Teva, nature. Now we know, and that's our Amuna, that as far as nature goes, Hashem controls everything of nature. As the Sfarim tell us, that Hateva, the word Hateva, which means the nature, is Gematria Elokim. With a hey, not a kuf, some people say when you say Elokim. No, Elokim is much more than Hateva. That's Elokim, yeah, but the real name of Hashem is Him. And it's Gematria HaTeva. What does that mean? Hashem controls Teva, everything in nature. That's our Muna. And the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim was to prove that. The 10 Makas were connected to Aseres Ma'amorim. Basara Ma'amoros Nivra Ha'olam. And there were 10 Makas that Hashem smote every mimer to show that I'm in control of the mimer. I'm in control of the Bria. That is what the Makas proved. There was no Suffolk. Who was in control? That the Bria runs by itself. And it's not Hashkochas Hashem. So Yitzias Mitzrayim was that support to the belief that this intervention of Hashem, Makas Bechoris, Hashem was Mavchin Bein Tipas Yisrael and the Tipa of a Mitzri. Makas Dam, you can be drinking from the same cup, and for the Yid it's water, and for the Mitzri it's Dam. It's the same cup. That doesn't happen naturally. So Hashgacha, Hashem wants you to drink water. He's out of that same water. It's going to come blood for him. So what has a chizik and amuna? Amalek is asher korcha by derech. What's korcha? You want to say it's lush in the car, cooled you off. What did it cool you off from? Cooled the nations off. It cooled all the nations off. Jumped in a hot water bed, made it cooler for everyone else. But korcha is also from lush in a mikra. Mikra means a happening. It happened that way. You know, it just happens. It happens that things grow. It just happens that way. But it's not a happening. Hot tevis gematria elikim. Hashem doesn't want it to happen. If he wants it not to happen, he'll show a whole display like the triumph. I'm in charge. And it doesn't just happen by itself. And we spoke about this in the shir earlier. The whole inyan of tenufa. The whole Omer. The whole Omer with what the Omer, the Korban that they brought the second day was waved in the different directions. Just like you do a lulav, different directions. To show that even though Omer without the love, Omer is Gematria carry. And all the kololas come from Telchu and me, carry, you go carry, like it's a mikra, there's nothing real, Hashem, you know, it happens by itself, you know. We wave it to all directions that Hashem is the one in charge. He's in charge of the Teva. There's no such thing as just a mikra. Klai Yisrael knows that. We experienced it. We went out on Mitzrayim for that. That's what the Avoida is. The Avoida is to connect to the full shame of Hashem. The Svarim tell us that Yud Kei, the first two letters, Zimin Al Pi Kabbalah, represents the Moichin, Chachma, Bina, and Das. That's the Yudke. And the Vav Hey represents six meters, the Vav, and Hey is Malchus. Seven. The Moichin are hidden. You don't know what's going on in a person's head. But the meters you see when he does anything, you see what kind of meters he has. Just watch him for a little bit. Interaction, you find out what the midas are. That's Nizgala. The neshama has to do with the first three moichin. Kol hanshama tahalel. Yud hey, the letters of Yud hey represents the neshama. Kol hanshama tahalel kor. The midas, which is Nigla, that's the Vavhem. The Shem HaSholem of Hashem represents that in a Yid, his Moyach is connected to the Midas. The Midas are bottled to the Yud and the Hay, to the Neshama. That's Shlemus. That it's not the body, the Vavhem, that runs the show. It's the neshama in your head that runs the show. And Amalek wants to make that hepsik. He puts in sfeikas and says, you do what you want for your neshama. He wants the Nefesh HaBahamas to take over. To take over. The Nefesh HaBahamas. That's the Oymer. The Oymer is barley. Barley is the machel from a behema. Shavuos is lechem. Shtei alechem, the korban. Adam eats lechem. Animals don't eat lechem. They eat barley. The Amalek is the one that says everything's just carry, and that's it. Forget about the vavhei. Don't have to do nothing. Let it go hefker. Let your body go hefker. That's what it is. It represents the body. Yehei Shemei. The Machzor of Ritmi learns that what do we want to accomplish here? When we say that. That Rabbah, the name of Hashem should be Rabbah. That's the first part. That it should expand, to go from Yud and Hey, and expand all the way to Vav and Hey. And then Mavarach Olam Me'ol Maya is also about Olam Haba. So how much a person works in this world to make that connection that the Yud and the Hay should be connected to the Vav and the Hay, that your Neshama and your Guf should be connected, that's how much Olam Haba is going to get. With all these decisions, that my Moyach, my Neshama, should be in control of the Vav Hay, of the Guf, and not vice versa. And that's your Olam Haba. How many times did you listen to me, to your Neshama, or you listen to your Guf, the Nefesh HaBahamas that's in your Guf? That's Mavarach L'Olam Me'ol Maya. That's going to be the Olam Haba that a person gets. It's totally that. So we're going, the whole preparation for Torah is a Matan Torah, and Matan Torah is clarity. Ator Esel Adas, Ki Hashem Hu Elokim, Ein Oid. They saw their Ein Oid. Clarity, they saw the full name of Hashem. He revealed himself. That's the Tachlis of the Sefira. Is to get that Yehei Shmei, the Shem Yud Kei should be Rabbah, and the Mavarach L'Olam Amom Me'omaya, that's what we're striving for. Control your Nefesh HaBahamas. Get out of the Sfeikas. The Nefesh HaBahamas is like Homan. It's like the Nachash. It gives you all kinds of Sfeikas. No, you don't have to come to Shir. No, you don't have to come to this. You don't got to do that. Do your own thing. So if you take the letters of Lo Omer, Lamed, Ayin, Vav, Mem, Resh. It spells Rabbah, Mavarach, Va'olam, Ul'olme, Omaya. Va'omer spells Rabbah, Mavarach, Va'olam, Ul'olme, Omaya. Going to the marks of victory. What are we striving for? That we want Hashem's name to be Rabbah, to get into the Vavhei. That whatever we have in the Shoma should go into our Guf, into our Eivarim. Shlemus, that's the Shlemus of the Odom. And the whole Omer is the counting and working on yourself to get to that Madrega, which is Shavuos, which Ato Hazel Adaski Hashem Elokim. There's no Sfeikas. Everything is bottled. Bottled to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon. Shavuos was the Mekabel the Torah. What would he get in the Torah? The Torah is the connection to connection to your Guf. The 248 limbs in your guf, connected to 248 mitzvahs. 365 sinews, the loisa says, that's connected to your guf, that your guf should be batal. Ivo lemoishav loy. Where do you say that? Ivo lemoishav loy? Huh? Hichavoyt. Yichavod, you say evil, l'moishav lo. What does it mean it's an evil l'moishav lo? Evil is a lashon of taiva. Ta'avo, Tof, Ayin, Vav, Hey. Hashem had a taiva to have a dirur b'tachtoinim. That's the lashon of Chazal. Hashem desired to have a dwelling place in the tachtoinim. Evil amoish of life. Where does Hashem dwell? What's his taiva that he dwells in? He dwells in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says, Mochon l'shiftecho. The Beis HaMikdash is the mochon, like the base, l'shiftecho, the kisei HaKovod. The kisei is, Hashem's kisei is waiting to be fulfilled. When a person, b'lvavi mishkan evna, when he builds Shachanti b'soicham, he builds a place that Hashem could dwell in. What does he need to dwell in? He needs evil. The Aleph, the Vav, and the Hay. The Kisei Aleph that's missing, and the Vav of the Vav Hay of the Shame that's missing. That's what's missing. The Taiva is, Hashem says, I want you to fulfill these three letters. The Aleph, Hu Yashmi Einu Barachim of Shainis. Let's hear the who. Same letters as evil. And that's totally in us. It's totally in us that we have to ki bachar Hashem b'tzion evil a moish of light. The taiva is that evil is the moish of to Hashem. That's where he's going to dwell in. How does he dwell in you? When you in your every day decide that you want the Aleph and you want the Vav Hey of Hashem in your guf to be, bring that to Shlemis, then you bring evil of Moshe Lo to build the third base of Mikdash. That'll come down from Shemayim. The Kisei will be Sholem. When you think of La'aymer, when you bench La'aymer, think of that also. Rabba Mavarach Le'olam Omei Omaya, that the shame of Hashem should be Rabba. And it's if it's Rabba, Barach Le'olam Omei Omaya, then Hashem says, oi, I feel bad. They can send them to Golas. Such a praise that they work on themselves that they should be Mekalsin me with a full shame. Oh, I got to get rid of the Golas. Bring them to Gula. Kibachar B'tzion. Evil on my shavlo, that it should be the evil, the place of Hashvoyas Hashem.